farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The Ministry of Labour and Social Security will be embarking on an island-wide pre-selection drive to recruit suitable candidates for the U.S. Farm Work Programme or the Canadian Overseas Employment Initiative. Stay with us to find out more. I'm Vaughn Davis. Thanks for waking up with us.
Jamaica makes quantum leap in the 2014 Logistics Performance Index.
Ground broken for Total Logistics Facility at Kingston Wharves.
Jamaicans access logistics training in China, and Maritime Institute trains over 34,000 in Logistics 101.
But that's not all. Logistics 102 has been launched.
We are HubActive.
Things are indeed happening.
This is a powerful vision of Jamaica's future, unfolding now before our very eyes, in what I call the hub effect.
Yes, the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative, a bold new vision for Jamaica's future.
The pre-selection process for the Canadian Farmwork Program is slated to kick off on Monday, August 10 and run until Thursday, August 28. The selection will be done as an island-wide recruitment exercise.
What this means in essence is that the ministry will be going island-wide to pre-select persons who will be suitable to work under the Canadian Overseas Employment Program, so that when the Canadian employers submit requests for workers in the various categories, a ready supply of suitable workers will be available.
Labour and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer. In order to be pre-selected, you must ensure that you submit your application form to the Ministry of Labour and Social Security office in your parish or your Member of Parliament, accompanied by a passport-sized photograph and a character reference from either a Justice of the Peace or a security officer.
The forms must be returned by the Member of Parliament to the Ministry by July 10, 2015. Thereafter, they will be processed and the names of all candidates compiled on a master list by constituency and by parish.
Before you decide to sign up, make sure that you are eligible for the program. You must be aged 21 to 45 years, have farming experience, possess a certified copy of your birth certificate, be literate, of good character, and in good health, as well as possess a valid Jamaican passport. In addition, you must also not have been previously disqualified from any overseas employment program due to medical or any other reason, not have a criminal record, or deported from any country.
Persons who do not have the requisite farming experience, whether formally or informally, are not suitable candidates for this aspect of the program. An application form should therefore not be distributed to them, for it is highly unlikely that such persons will be granted a visa to travel to Canada under the program.
In terms of the selection process for the program, you would be at an advantage if you have received formal training in farming from one of the country's established agricultural training institutions. And now for our proverb of the day. Before beading lang a shievit. This is the classic, a stitch in time saves nine. Here's the meaning. Taking a situation in hand and applying corrective measures early will save time and effort later and prevent the situation from becoming untenable and sometimes beyond redemption.
Zika fever is a disease caused by the Zika virus, ZikV, and is spread by the bite of an infected Aedes aegypti mosquito. This mosquito also spreads dengue and chikungunya. Symptoms include mild fever, rash, headache, conjunctivitis or redness of the eyes, joint and muscle pain, and weakness. Protect yourself from ZikV. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free.
We've come to the end of today's program. For producer Andrew James Sawyers, with studio engineer Lorraine Mendez, I'm Vaughn Davis, inviting you to join us again next time on this station for another edition of Calling Farmers. Have a great day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.